KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
And we are live at, the Karshner Lounge outside the Kate Buchanan Room for Upstage Live. We're going to introduce our special guest in just a sec. We've got an audience here. Let's prove it. They're loud. All good? Mason Jennings, welcome back to Humboldt County.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
It is really nice to have you back. You're one of K-Hum's all-time favorite people, and it's great to have you on this program, which is called Upstage Live. It's supported by Wildberry, so huge thanks to them. We are on the air. We are doing live video streaming via StreamGuys, so people who are listening to the radio right now can pop over to upstage-live.com. They can go to khum.com. We're lighting it up. So everybody listening, go do that, and let's start with a song from Mason Jennings. What's it going to be?
Great. This is a song called California. It was a request, so I'll start with that.
Don't you know, baby, I'm a leading man. I dig down deep when I say I love you, and I can hold my own with the best of them. I guarantee you, you will never see nothing like this again. California, I hope that it wakes you from all of the darkness I couldn't break through. 'Cause I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you. Don't you know that I did the things I could? I rubbed your back when you were sleeping, but all along, baby, it was understood that you were leaving. Absolutely, since the very first day we met, California, I hope that it wakes you from all of the darkness I couldn't break through. 'Cause I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you. Like I miss the ocean when I go to sleep. Man, it's gonna break my heart. Don't you know, baby, I'm a leading man. I dig down deep when I say I love you, and I can hold my own with the best of them. I guarantee you, you will never see nothing like this again. California, I hope that it wakes you from all of the darkness I couldn't break through. 'Cause I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you. Like I miss the ocean when I go to sleep. Like I miss the ocean when I go to sleep. Man, it's gonna break my heart.
Mason Jennings on Upstage Live. That's a good song to start with, because the new record, Minnesota, it's about, there's a lot of themes on it about like passage of time.
Yeah.
And that song, how old is that song?
That song's probably, 14 years old now.
And it was written, like, last time you were on K-Hum, we had talked a little bit about you'd come to California. Were you following a girl or something like that?
No, we traveled out here. She was from here, and we traveled out here, and And then we broke up right after that. So it's sort of just sort of based on the ending of that relationship and the beginning of a different relationship. But the first time I came here, I was terrified of it. You know, like, especially we drove down Highway 1 through Big Sur, and I was just like completely freaked out. It was so funny. I was like, I can't be in this car going this close to the edge, you know, and I had to like pretend I was asleep while I was, you know, it was just so funny. And then when we got away from California, all I wanted to do was go back. So it was just this feeling of, you know, it's just kind of reminded me that some of the things that are most terrifying to you right away are the things that you're drawn to later. It's just sort of a metaphor for my life.
With your songs, how, you know, you talk about how they resonate with you, mm-hmm. and it's not necessarily like a conscious thing, but you'll write a song. I read an interview. You'll write a song, you ride around in the van and listen to a recording of it, mm-hmm. and you let it kind of sit and see if it resonates, as you say. Could you talk about what that, like, how do you recognize when a song is resonating over the passage of time? Like, how do you see that?
It's pretty easy. It's just the one you want to put on, you know. For me, it's like whatever. If I remember and I think, oh, I want to hear that song, or when I'm working on a record, if it's the one I want to put on when I sit down first in the van, you know, it's like, that's a good sign. With the ones that I don't really, after a couple weeks, if I don't want to put them on anymore, I figure nobody else is going to want to put them on either. So one of the things is just over a big chunk of time, the songs that I keep wanting to hear are the ones I figure that, you know, I'll probably hear it more than most people. So it's, as long as it's got that kind of staying power with me, I think it's at least good to go out there into the world.
Well, you wrote at least a couple of songs about California. Mm-hmm. And we, for people listening online, we are in Northern California, like far Northern California. A lot of people think it stops at San Francisco. You stopped in the Redwoods today on your way in?
That's unbelievable. You know, we always try to go to the Redwoods just because there's no other feeling quite like that. It's really palpable. You can sense the energy. It's a different kind of quiet than I've ever been around. And it's just, there's just something about the light when you're inside those forests that is really rejuvenating and sort of, it's familiar in some way, but I can't put my finger on what. So it's just, I've never experienced that feeling anywhere else. So it's a weird thing to have it be familiar and to know I've never experienced it. So
what's it going to take to get a song about redwood trees?
Oh, I got a song about Julia Butterfly Hill, and she was up in the Redwoods for a while, but I've never put it out before. I can't play it right now because I can't remember it exactly, but I've written some, you know. I've got lots of them kind of going around. I guess until the one that I put on in the van over and over again happens, it'll just have to be little shards of songs for now.
But you meditate before shows?
I meditate every morning, and then sometimes before shows, but I've been meditating every morning for the last 7 years.
Really?
Yeah, I do transcendental meditation. I had like a lot of issues with panic attacks, and I was real like anxious, and especially on the road, I would feel this sense of claustrophobia, being on such a schedule of having to be at a new city every night and be like trapped inside of I felt trapped inside of a car. Like, I'm like, I got to be in a car 7 hours every day, or a van or a bus. And I was like, man, what am I going to do about that? This is my life, you know, and I'm starting to feel this claustrophobia and panic attacks. And for anybody that's ever had those, it's pretty terrible, you know? And then I talked to a friend who recommended I try a meditation. And since the first day I meditated, I got my mantra. And after I did that, I haven't had a panic attack in 7 years. So.
What's your mantra?
You're not allowed to say it out loud. That's how it works.
Really?
You get it and you say it out loud, and then you say it quieter and quieter. And I learned from the lady that was with the Beatles in India. She was with the Beatles and Donovan. And
like in Rishikesh?
She was in Rishikesh, yeah. And she was with the Maharishi. She was his liaison. And a really neat lady. She's in her 80s. She's in Los Angeles, named Nancy De Herrera. She still teaches too. So
is it in English?
I don't know what it is. It's a tone.
So you recite a tone in your head.
Mm-hmm. It shoots all over your body, yeah. It goes all over your body, and wherever you're kind of feeling tension, it goes in there and cleans it out. It's sort of like, it's spiritual if you want it to be. If it's not, if you're not a spiritual feeling person, then it's just she calls it a shower for your nervous system. You know, it cleans off everything. The way she describes it, which I think is pretty accurate, is everything you experience in your life leaves an indentation on your spine and on your psyche. And so you have this thing that's getting marks on it, and then you vibrate it, and it cleans it. That's a good vibration.
By the way, I did not intend for this to go down this road, but here we are. Would you recommend meditation? I mean, having a mantra and meditating to it?
Only if you're drawn towards it. You know, I don't like to give advice.
I have a really tough time believing that you have panic attacks.
Not anymore.
Well, I mean, what would happen?
I just feel like I felt like tunnel vision and terrifying, you know, like a heart attack. Yeah, it was weird.
Is it weird to talk about it?
No, not really. It was actually like a really big part of my life. I lost a lot. I was like, I lost a ton of weight, and I had panic attacks for since the time I was 17 or 16. You know, I started thinking a lot about death, and I couldn't get my head wrapped around it. It's like thinking about the hole in the donut, you know? I thought about it all the time, and then I was like, oh, crap, I'm losing so much weight. I'm in trouble here, you know? And then, sure enough, there's this practice of connecting to something higher than yourself that can bring you out of it.
So are you going to meditate before the show tonight?
Maybe. I already did this morning, so yeah. I think I'll be, I'm good
and
to
how
go.
How long?
Just 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. On a totally different note, you'd said that if you weren't a singer-songwriter or a musician, that you might be something like a writer or an English teacher. And I know that you've gone in to speak to high schoolers.
Yeah, I love it.
What is it like in Mr. Jennings' class?
I wouldn't call it exactly a class, because I mostly tell people that, I mean, the whole gist for me is that when I was in school, I felt like I was nowhere, you know, and I felt like I was growing up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I remember just looking around and being like, man, I feel like I'm in the middle of nowhere. And then I started doing art, and, you know, whether it was drawing or painting or writing and then songwriting, it always just made me feel like I was at the center, you know, like I felt like, oh, I'm somewhere. Whenever I'm creating, I feel like I'm in the center of somewhere, you know, and so I'd always just try to tell kids that, you know, like, whatever you love, it could be sports, it could be anything, but try to find that thing that where you don't feel like you're nowhere anymore. Like, it'll bring you back into that feeling of belonging and being central to your own, you know, being the central character in your life instead of being the guy on the sidelines.
Do you think they hear you when you go into class?
Seems to be, you know. My wife says they do. She says, you should see that. They all listen to you, man. How do you do that? And I was like, I don't know. I never finished high school, so I always feel like strange going in there, other than the fact that I can relate to that feeling, and I just try to tell them my experience and how I made some sense out of it.
Now, you're a ferocious reader.
Yeah.
And you read all kinds of things. You're into Cormac McCarthy and Mary Oliver in particular, who I don't know too much about. What is it about Mary Oliver that you like?
Well, I think she's really, one of the things I like the most about people is when they really appreciate things, when they have things that they love. Doesn't matter what it is to me, but I love it when people appreciate and are grateful for things and tell me about stuff they like, you know. That always gets my attention. And her poems are all pretty similar. They're all about her walking out into the woods in the morning, most of them, and her just really paying attention and really appreciating stuff that I would walk by, you know, or just reminding me to, you know, that if I feel like stuff might be worthless, that she finds this great beauty and this worth in little details that I might have missed, you know. So
we'd like to do another song here. We've got Mason Jennings on Upstage Live. If you're just tuning into K-Hum, you can go over to upstage-live.com and watch, because we've got a webcast going. You can go to khum.com. It's there too. But before we move off of writers, you know, you said you like, you know, these particular sort of storytellers. Mm-hmm. But you also talk a lot about your affinity for people like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And then your affinity for people like Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
What's the through line?
I think the through line is people that are interested. Like I was just mentioning before, people that are really, you know, like Louis Armstrong. I think one of my favorite quotes by him is he said, I just love those notes. I just love those notes so much. I'm going to take care of them, because if I don't, maybe nobody else will. So I'm going to take care of those notes because I love them so much. And same thing with Johnny Cash. You can just tell he loves the songs. You know, as soon as he starts in, you completely believe that he's the one that loves it the most. You know?
Now, for a guy like you, it's got to be a little strange to hear young songwriters refer to you with the sort of reverence that people refer to people like Johnny Cash with, people like Bob Dylan. Like, you are, to many, in that echelon of songwriters.
Wow,
is that strange?
I don't think about that, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think about it.
Well, let's do another song if we can.
Okay. This is a newer one. This is called Raindrops on the Kitchen Floor.
Raindrops on the kitchen floor, and the curtain is blowing where the window's open. Your arms wrapped around my neck, and the kitchen sink is just overflowing. On top of this crazy world, there's a perfect face, and I finally see it. One dream in these dreamless times, you need a beacon of hope, and I want to be it. And you know that it's true. This heart was made for you. You know that it's true. This heart was made for you. Rest stop on a good road trip. I recognize you in an instant from a rolling distance. Walking out into a grove of trees, and the love that I feel is just overwhelming. Spring flower by a singing stream, and the secret to the thing is let nothing divide us. One dream in an open sea, it's just you and me and our hearts to guide us. And you know that it's true. This heart was made for you. You know that it's true. This heart was made for you. How am I gonna live forever? Promise me you will. Call it off the age of reason. There's no more time to kill. Show me. Raindrops on the kitchen floor, and the smell of pines comes slowly drifting. I've stood here so many times, but your hand in mine makes it feel so different. And you know that it's true. This heart was made for you. You know that it's true. This heart was made for you. You know that it's true. This heart was made for you. Oh, yes, for you.
Thank you.
Mason Jennings, Upstage Live. Real quick, there is a guest artist who plays on the recording of that.
Yeah.
The actor and musician, he's in Coconut Records, Jason Schwartzman.
Yes.
He plays on that song. Do you know what he plays?
He plays the piano part. There's like a really cool like old-timey piano part, and he also sings all the backup vocals.
Okay. So you sent him a thing, and he sent it back, and you're like, all right.
Yeah, I just said I need some magic on this. It needs a little magic in the chorus, and he said, all right. And then he added some cool stuff.
Yeah. Let me just email Jason Schwartzman real quick. Can you give me some magic?
Yeah. I was talking to him. He's a really fun guy. He's cool because he does all the instruments on his records, you know, and that's sort of the way I grew up doing stuff, where I play most of the instruments on my records. So it was kind of, we could talk in that language, and I knew he would know kind of what it needed.
Right.
What I did.
The home recordist.
Yeah,
the four tracker.
Totally.
You handed me, can we get a shot of this? You are a published author, Mason Jennings. Congratulations.
Coloring book, yeah.
You did a coloring book.
Yeah.
And it is for Minnesota. I'm assuming this is sketches inspired from the record, or?
It was just my friend just said, hey, man, because I always draw drawings all the time for my friends or on the set lists. I'm like, mate, just draw like 50 drawings really quick and let's make a coloring book. So that's what that was.
This is awesome. Speaking of kids, one thing we do here on Upstage Live is we have these questions that we recycle from show to show, and
awesome.
They are so great. They were asked by little school kids who live in the area, and I'm kind of shuffling this deck here, and I'm going to give you this hat from our local minor league baseball team.
So pick one of these?
Pick one, and
man,
good luck.
All right. Have you ever got hurt emotionally, and how? I got hurt the other night, actually. My friends who have seen my live shows always say, you should talk more on stage. You know, I said, well, I'm a little shy. And they're like, you're not shy. You've been up on stage and you're always talking. And for some reason, talking on stage is a little bit nerve-wracking for me. And then I was talking on stage, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to force myself to talk. And I started to talk, and some guy goes, stop. stop talking. You're talking too much. Play the song. Just yelled it right at me. And I just go, wow. Like, wow. But I kept talking. I didn't let it get to me. So, yeah, I got hurt emotionally by that guy. But, you know, I don't know his deal. So
that happens to me, too. Like, a lot. It's not fun. I know where you're at. Let's take another one from
all right,
the hat
let's do
there.
Another one. All right. Who is the most inspiring person in your life? My wife. She's a pretty inspiring person. Amy.
Why?
Because she evolves and changes, and she's not afraid to embrace that change. That, to me, is, like, really inspiring to see somebody grow beside you, because we've been together for, you know, 11 years or something now, and to see her change and evolve and not be afraid to, you know, evolve. I find that really inspiring, even when it's, like, you know, it's nerve-wracking changing all the time around somebody else and having somebody watch you change. It's being that close to somebody in a relationship, so that's inspiring to me.
What does she do? What's she like?
Right now, she's a singer and a writer and really cool. You know, she's been home with the kids for the last 8 years, you know, and just been an awesome mom, so.
Right on. Well, dig in.
One more? Okay, wow.
We'll do two more, okay. I think, and then we're out of time.
All right. What's this one? Sorry. What's the most valuable thing to live life? To me, it's just staying interested in stuff and not being embarrassed about what you're interested in and devoting time to that. I mean, for me, if there's a higher power, the idea would be, you know, if I was the creator of everything and the little dudes I created were excited about the thing that got created, that's sort of what I try to, I just try to be like, well, interested and into something, you know. All right. If you could meet anyone, who would it be? Let's see. Like, dead or alive? What do you think this means, alive or dead? Alive?
I'm going to say anybody ever.
I'd like to meet the first person. Like, is it a man and a woman? Or is it like a chicken and
not in, like, the literary sense. Like, not like...
I'd like to meet Cormac McCarthy as far as living. I'd like to meet that guy and see what's going on with him. I'd like to talk with him sometime. I'd like to meet Joanna Newsom sometime, the singer.
What would you talk to Cormac McCarthy about?
I just want to know...
When the end is coming?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'd like to know what his goal is. You know, like, when he gets up in the morning, how does he prioritize things? You know, how does he prioritize his life? Like, what does he think is important in life?
All right, fair enough. Well, we got time for, I think, one more song, and then we got to close it down here. Again, Mason Jennings, Upstage Live on K-Hum. What's going to be?
I'll bookend it. I'll do the other California song.
Oh, great.
Thanks so much again for having me on.
Thank you.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm gonna lighten up. I'm gonna throw a box of books and my beloved guitar into the back of my truck and try my luck in California. 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 I'm gonna stay away from LA. I'm staying far away from there. I'm going north of San Francisco into the cleaner air. I'm gonna get a little land with the money I've saved and buy an old house that I can work on where the next nearest neighbor lives miles away. I'll never have to mow the lawn. Right on. California. 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 When the house is all finished and the garden is grown, I'm gonna write you a letter asking you to come home. And I know that you will come. Yes, I know that you will come. 'Cause others may know where you've been, but honey, I know where you're from. You're from California, 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 California.
Thank you.
Mason Jennings. Well, we are just about out of time here on Upstage Live. We want to thank Wildberries Marketplace again because they underwrite this, and Wildberries is awesome. We also want to thank the staff at Center Arts, Michael Moore and Dan Stockwell and Stream Guys, also A Nutter Production. Our producers are Andy Jones, Lynette Nutter, and myself. We're on Facebook and online, and good night from Upstage Live. And one more time, thank you, Mason Jennings.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you. And that's going to do it for us. Ryan Lee and the Jazz Underground are up next. And it is KHUM Garberville, Eureka, Arcata.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.